Tinkering continues with the Barrie Bayside Waterfront Strategic Plan. City councillors approved changes to the plan Wednesday night involving tree planting, land designation and recognizing the Royal Canadian Air Force's 100th anniversary. City staff would be directed to develop a waterfront tree capital project with the objective of planting 1,000 trees along the waterfront, during the next 10 years starting in 2024, and funded from the city's ecological tax offsetting reserve. The program would be detailed in the 2024 business plan and budget. Staff would also work with the Rotary Club of Barrie Huronia to develop a suitable plan and location for the planting of native eastern red bud trees along Kempenfelt Bay's southern shore. There would also be consultation with representatives of First Nations and Indigenous peoples to designate a portion of land east of the historic Allendale train station to honor their traditions and provide space for gatherings. Staff would also consult with the representatives from the RCAF, Canadian Armed Forces and interested community groups to develop a plan to design and construct a feature to recognize the 100th anniversary of the RCAF prior to June 1, 2024. They would then report back to Barrie councillors with the recommendations for locations within or near to Military Heritage Park and the details of the project's scope, capital cost and cost-sharing agreement between the city, Trees for Life and the RCAF prior to the end of January 2024. There will be a broad spectrum of user groups and stakeholders that will be involved, said Mayor Alex Nuttall, mentioning Living Green, Rotary and the RCAF. The interested groups would, also, be the Royal Canadian, Legion, the Army-Navy Club, Veterans Club, said Deputy Mayor Robert Thompson. The Barrie Bayside Waterfront Strategic Plan was also approved in principle, to guide the future planning and development of Barrie's waterfront. City Council will consider final approval of these motions at its October 4 meeting. Sitting as General Committee, councillors also gave initial approval to investigate a new Navy League, Sea Cadets facility just east of Military Heritage Park, on the southern shores of Kempenfelt Bay, which could also provide access to parade grounds at nearby Allendale Station Park. Diane Chislett, Navy League Barrie Branch President, has said she expects water access to be similar to what Barrie Rowing Club and Barrie Canoe and Kayak Club, stationed in the South Shore Center, have from that location. Councillors gave approval to a motion endorsing, in principle, this as the future location, pending a $200,000 feasibility study this year and next, including a site investigation, cost consulting and initial public and stakeholder consultation, then report back. Construction costs for a new facility, its associated site work, project costs and contingency reserves are estimated at $4 million to $6 million in 2023. Construction on a new facility might not begin until 2026. Endorsing the location east of Military Heritage Park, in principle, still requires City Council approval October 4.